36. I don't know.
Měli čekám do toho. No, jestli to vidíš, jak je zgrěžda.
Živa i zdrava. Vyhnata, zdávna se ráda, što bylo vidět s tím vícím, protože to je na mě. Tak bude se slučit samo v odličtě.
Anastasia, please. I have a question. She's working. Okay, who is the 003-6551-24494?
What is this?
It is a phone number.
Yeah.
Which is the partner with this phone number? Which country? Okay, I don't know. Is that the recording ready, Miklos?
Yes, this is the central media unit.
Okay. As soon as it is it is the time, could you send the signal to Anastasia, please?
Yes, but try to record on your computer to.
Okay. Do you think we can use the software on to record locally?
Try to do it.
Okay.
But I hope the system will record, but so I don't know. There are some problems. Okay, try to record on your computer too.
Okay.
Что за каза видео?
Thank you.
Some problems.
Слушай, показывал на...
А винести платина, ничто не може да намеря. Това логото. Ето, що те го поръчва до София, да е добре.
Charles, can we start?
Yes, I cannot reach out on the time. Problems to do.
No, I checked the central media unit and it thinks it is record.
Anastasia,
please wait for the conference to begin.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good morning, everyone. I would like to thank Charles for giving me the opportunity to make this presentation. I would also like to thank Miklos and his team for the technical support of this presentation. This presentation is too long, but I thought that it would be an educational tool for those partners that would like to take some information from this and use it for their own trainings. So when you get tired, just let me know and I will just stop. The overview of this presentation is composed actually of some, what's the specialty about Mediterranean? Why Mediterranean? What's so special about it? Then I thought it would be interesting if I let you know if I have made a compiling of all the existing actually definitions of agroforestry. Then I thought it would be really interesting to give you some advantages of agroforestry and also disadvantages, because it's really important to be able to know also the advantages and disadvantages in the sense that if you know the disadvantages, then you can convert these to advantages. I also thought it would be really interesting if I present you the different compositions of agroforestry practices and training and systems. And so this is here where I give you some information. And then I also thought it would be really interesting if I give you some examples. Also, these examples are derived from the experimental plots that we have in Greece, but in other also countries of Europe. So I start with the question, what Mediterranean, what is so special about Mediterranean? Well, the special thing about Mediterranean is that is actually, it is the meeting place where different continents share meet, which is Europe, Asia, and Africa. So you can see, this is a picture actually of the Eastern Mediterranean, but you can see that many years ago, there was no really the sea here. So a lot of species, plant species and animal species have moved from Africa, from Asia and from Europe, because keep in mind that in most Mediterranean countries, there were no problems with ice age. So it was more or less a shelter that many plant and animal species came in to be protected from the cold of the ice age. So this is actually a place that has a lot of a rich fauna and flora. So what is Mediterranean zone? Based on Gezel and Barbero, it is a Mediterranean zone. It's the area with mean annual precipitations of 100 to 1,500 millimeters, mean annual temperature 5 to 18. And the most characteristic of Mediterranean is the xerothermic period of 1 to 6 months. So based on these characteristics, we define the Mediterranean zone. So all of these climatic factors have concluded to the formation of a diverse and unique environment. In Mediterranean, we have a variety of bioclimates, a wide variety of physical environments, and also a very important fact is the human influences through time. It's quite well known that in Mediterranean we have intensive human presence through antiquity. So all this climate have impacted and they have formed the diverse and unique environments. Also, another very typical characteristic of Mediterranean is that the forest is composed of rich of
many... Anastasia.
Yeah.
Do you want to show the presentation or not?
I am showing the presentation.
No, we can see it.
That was introduction.
Okay.
You cannot see the slide.
We can see the slide.
Okay. So should I go on? Can you see my screen?
Right now,
Charles, what have you seen so far?
Yes, on the microphone, I switch off. Now I can see Stepka, but I did not see your. Your presentation, the PowerPoint was not online.
Try to share it.
Yes, you have to share it.
I am sharing it, but you cannot see it.
No.
Now it's already ready.
Oh, it's now ready.
Yeah. So,
so you cannot really see my screen. I thought that you were seeing.
During the test, you shared your presentation. It was okay that time.
Yes, it was okay during the test.
I will disconnect and connect again, okay?
Okay.
Can you see my screen now?
Yes, we will see it.
From time to time.
Now you can see the presentation?
We can see your screen.
Not yet. So I think the presentation will be soon.
No.
Okay.
Now it's presentation.
Okay, this is presentation.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So I start again. So this is the general outline of the presentation, which I have already explained.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the different continents that I talked about, that is a place that...
Please wait for the conference to begin.
So, mean annual precipitation, mean annual temperature, and the xerothermic period. So, as I was saying, that we have a variety of bioclimates, physical environments, and human influences. And I have stopped before in the Mediterranean forests, which are rich in plant species and life forms. And also a very important part about it, that we have a year-round source of food for the livestock. So the next point that I would like to share with you are the different definitions of agroforestry. I start from the older one, and I would like to stop in some specific key words. For example, agroforestry, land use, woody perennials, agricultural crops, and animals. and spatial and temporal arrangement. So agroforestry, as we have already said, it's not something new, it's something very old. But since this time, we tried to really form a definition. So in time, this is getting more broader and more things are involved. In 1990, McDicken and Vergara, they have also formed a definition that more or less have the same key words: land use, trees or woody perennials, agricultural crop, and animal. For me, it's very important, very, very important, the word interaction, because I think that this is what really defines agroforestry. The existing interaction between the different components of agroforestry. Also, a very important thing about agroforestry is that it is a sustainable system, which means sustainability means that I use my land in such a way that I will be able to use it again next year and in 10 years and all the years that come afterwards. So more or less, I respect my land and I'm making plans for the future, for my future production. P.K. Nair, which is a very well-known researcher on agroforestry, and Maria Mosquera Lozada, Rosa, they have also formed a definition, which, as you can see, it is also composed of the same keywords: land use, trees, crops, livestock, same area, spatial or temporal arrangements. And the later definition which I use is the one that we have formed for the project Ag Forward, which was specifically on agroforestry. And so you can see also, maybe there are many, many definitions, but again, the keywords are the same. The keywords are practice, woody vegetation, crop, and livestock. In short, it is the practice of deliberately degrading woody vegetation, trees or shrubs, crops and or livestock. Why? Because we want to benefit from the resulting ecological and economic interaction. For us, it's very important, the word interaction, because it doesn't really, it's not really enough to have woody vegetation, crop and livestock. But the thing is that you have to profit from this combination. And why? You profit from the economic and ecological interactions. So what is the common ground of all these actual definitions? The common ground is that you need the trees, which trees can be natural or artificial plantations of olive, walnuts, almonds, poplar, orange trees, oaks, pine, and cypresses. And I really point this out because many people think, because of the word agroforestry, even here in Greece, people ask if it's a forestry, why are you using orange trees or anything? This is the reason I also pointed out in the definition, the word woody component, and not forest component. It's a woody component. So it can be any type of tree. It is a forest or agricultural forest, and or the understory, which can be composed of any type of crop, any type of crop, which can be crop for feeding the animals. It could be annual. It could be any type of crop. And the livestock, which mainly in the Mediterranean, it is composed of sheep, goats, cattle, and pigs. Are we okay so far? I hope so. And also there are some specific and some peculiar special types of agroforest in the Mediterranean, like for example, which are the bees for honey production, which is in Mediterranean countries, beehives are really scattered throughout the forests, So it is a form of agroforestry. And another form of agroforestry is where we have trees, Morus alba specifically, and Erica arborea, it's for making pipes actually. Morus alba is for silk production. So it is an agroforestry form because we have the woody component, we have the animal component, which can be as well the worm, the silk. So they are both combined and they produce something.
Dear Anastasia, I am sorry to interrupt you, but we can't see the presentation again. I suggest to continue your presentation, and after your lecture, and later we will edit the lecture with your presentation. We will join to you. Please, if you have difficulties, please continue your lecture. Okay.
Miklos, it's very important that you can see my presentation. So I am uploading my presentation as it is, as a PowerPoint. And so can you please show it in your screen?
Not yet.
Can you hear me now?
At the beginning of your lecture, we saw it, but I suggest to continue your presentation. I don't know if you have difficulties.
Can you show my presentation in your screen?
No.
Алиса сега. Иди при Елена в деканата, защото не мога да говоря, нататък тя ще ви. Ай, да вземеш парите от масата и да ги дадеш на бедина, но не...
Miklos, can you try and show in your screen?
I can suggest in another time to use two computers, and you can check other users. We can show you on the screen, so not share. Yes, we can see that.
Yeah. Can you please show this? It's IO5. It is in the Moodle. Can you please open it?
It's.
Mm-hmm. actually everybody can access this presentation in the Moodle in IO 5. Actually, Miklos, can we use Skype? We're not so many.
No.
No.
No. Can you see?
No. Over
the shared. Wait a minute.
Well, ready.
Yeah.
Can we use Skype?
No.
That's okay.
Yes, it is.
We can see the your presentation.
Yes, Anastasia, I confirm we can see your presentation.
From my screen or your screen?
Mm-hmm.
I think if I have it like this, it's better. I think when I play the presentation, it's gone. So now, can you see my presentation right now?
Continue.
What about now? Can you still see my presentation? Charles?
Yes, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Yes,
I'll keep it like this.
Expand.
I'm not going to expand. I think every time I expand, it's gone. if I do it like this, Miklos, let me know when it's gone again, so I will reopen it.
Right.
All right.
You can continue.
Continue, please. Yeah.
I was in advantages. Okay, the time is really running out.
Advantages.
I have here made a list of the most important biological advantages. These are not the only ones, but these are the most important. It's important because, as you know, in Mediterranean countries, we don't have enough space. We don't have the enormous big farms that can be found in Northern Europe. We have really small farms. So agroforestry is ideal for us because we can use more space. It improves all the soil characteristics, and it also increases the productivity because in the same land you can have more than one productions. You protect the soils because, as you know, and I have said before, in Mediterranean we have the tense relief. So we have many hills, and we have an advanced actually problem of soil erosion. So with the use of trees, you can prevent soil erosion. You reduce the microclimate extremes because in the Mediterranean in the summer you can have some really high temperatures. So with the presence of the trees, you can really reduce the microclimate extremes. Reduced risk of forest fires and crop failure. That's another thing, because as you know, also now with the possible climate change, we have more and more extremes for example, temperature extremes, typhoon extremes, even in the Mediterranean. So when you have a Mediterranean, a complex and multi-production system, then you can take advantage. If one crop of yours is destroyed, then you can have the other production. And of course, it's very, very important, the possible use of shade for the animals. We have some disadvantages, but this is what we are here for. This is what training is for, to turn these disadvantages to advantages. Increased competition, that's the major issue, but we can work on this, and we can use species that do not compete to each other. And we also can place the species in such a way that there is no competition. Accelerated nutrient loss, that's another issue, but also we can use that. We can use the trees to take advantage of the nutrients. So instead of loss, we can turn this to gain. Mechanical damage for cultivation and harvest. That's an issue that is also up to us, the agroforesters, to take advantage, to make a good organization and make sure that there's no damage. How we can deal this by planting the trees in such a distance that there will be allowed for the machines to pass through and not make any damage to anybody. From the livestock, that's also another issue because we should take care of that. We can do that. We can make such an organization of our farming, so there is no damage to the trees. Allelopathy, well, there are specific trees, species, that they cause allelopathy. If we are aware of this, we can make the management plans in a way that we have no problems. Erosion, that is placed here just because if you overuse in land, then you can have increased erosion. But again, agroforestry is a sustainable system, which means that you do whatever you do, taking into account your soil, so you have no erosion. And that's a major issue that also, these are actually arguments of the people that they are against agroforestry. So here are also the ways that we can turn this disadvantage to advantages. They say that it's a habitat or alternative host for pests. Well, I say that you can also use trees as the hosting place, the nesting place of pests for the pests. For example, we can have the birds nesting that they can eat the insects that would destroy your crop production. Of course, we have many, many advantages, or ecological and social advantages. such as a farmer that applies agroforestry have an increased income. You have a variety of products. You have improved human nutrition. For example, I teach agroforestry for many years here in Greece, and I'm very happy to see my ex-students that they all, even for their own family, even for themselves or their fund, they have found a small piece of land and they have applied agroforestry. And they all say that they do it so they can provide their families with higher quality food because they don't apply any chemicals on anything. You have the crop diversity, you have a reduced establishment cost because at the same time you establish more than one crop, and you have improved distribution of labor. That means what? If you have an agroforestry plot, then you have the opportunity to work all the year, not just in the summer or in the spring or in the autumn. So you can work throughout the year. So you have work more or less throughout the year. So as I said before, agroforestry is very important to have trees. Trees can be forest trees like poplar or oak trees. Or you can have agricultural trees like olives here in the Mediterranean. We have oranges, we have apples. They can be there just because they happen to be there, but we can plant them. We can actually establish an agroforestry system. They can be evergreen or broadleaf. When we have the trees in combination with the livestock, then this is a silvopastoral practice. And the livestock can be goats, sheep, cattle, and hogs. On the opposite practice, that we have the trees with some crops, we have a silvoarable practice, and the crops can be cereals, vegetables, for biomass, or any other crop species. This is really important because we had the question of a possible if it was an agroforestry, a system that was composed of trees and the same type of species of trees, for biomass. So the answer was, yes, this was an agroforestry system because the trees were there and they were managed as trees for wood production, and they would have a rotation time of 20 years. But we have the same species as a biomass crop, which means they were actually harvested every year. So they were treated as an agricultural crop. So this was an agricultural crop, even if it was composed of the trees that were of only 1 year old. So far, is everything okay? Can you see me? Can you follow me?
Yeah, we can see you, we can follow you.
Yes, of course, definitely.
Thank you. So what is the role of there are many roles and there are many functions, so you can take advantage in agroforestry, timber, firewood, poles, coal, fodder, seeds, and the functions are numerous. I can come back to that later on. You have the water, nitrogen fixation, shading, windbreaks, hedges, erosion control, and defined boundaries. Here in the Mediterranean, I think this is very, very popular. We use trees. We have been always using trees for as the best way to define our boundaries. The livestock, of course, is livestock. It's used for many reasons, for money, for nutrients, with the feces of the animals. We have consumption of the leftovers, let's say for any type of harvesting. We increase the soil organic matter. And we also, this is very, very important for us, decreased forest fire risk. How? By decreasing the soil biomass. As I said before, there is a lot of the people that they are fighting agroforestry, they think that the animals would destroy the crops and the regeneration. Well, there are measures. I will show you in a while how we can make this as an advantage and not a disadvantage. So here I have a list. This is a list that you can use when you become an agroforester trainer and an agroforestry technician. This is the list that you can use as criteria to select the species. For example, if they are exotic or indigenous, the height, the stem form, the crown, the habits, the rooting pattern, the composition of the leaves because of allelopathy. Here is for the allelopathy, to make sure that we have no allelopathy. The thorniness, if you want to have animals. Wood quality, phenology, resistance, adaptability, variability, response to pruning and cutting. Nitrogen fixation, which is very important also, because you have free fertilization here, and the rate of growth. And yes, I don't want to stay here. I just gave you this list just to keep in mind. So it is system or practices, because you can many times hear the word agroforestry systems or agroforestry practices. Well, based on Maria Rosa Mosquera Lozada, we have agroforestry practices, and the agroforestry practices in Europe are those here. I'm not going to stay in that slide. I'm just going to point out that the two most popular agroforestry practices are silvo-arable agroforestry and silvopasture. Of those practices, we have the systems. And the systems, if we want to describe the system, then we use the following criteria. We classify the system based on components, how they are placed in space, in the field, if they are mixed, if they are strips, if they are in boundaries, how they are in time, if they are continuously in the same time or separately. Let's say, for example, we have crops in the winter and then other crop in the summer. If this is the predominant, which is the predominant land use, if it's agriculture or forestry, if it's the function, I will give you an example at the end of the ecosystem services that they are provided by agroforestry, and which is very important, but I will come back to this with an example. Just for now, we have different functions. We have provisioning, regulating, cultural, supporting, and habitat. These are all ecosystem services. The agroecological zone that the system is found in with its location. And of course, the socioeconomic aspects, if it's a low input or high input. To give you an idea what I'm talking about here, I'm saying about how much time, how much energy I have to provide to the system and how much I get out of it. So, okay. I don't know how to stop that. Okay. So, examples in agroforestry. So here I have a number of examples. A very popular agroforestry system in the Mediterranean are the pine tree agroforestries. It is composed of pine trees. You can see a picture here from Peloponnesus in Greece. And the understory can be a variety of grasses, shrubs, and other xerophilous species. Here, you can have animals grazing. The most popular animals grazing are sheep and goats, not so often cattle, and not so often also hogs. This is a very important, and that's a major problem, in a way. That's a major issue that lately in Greece, but not only in Greece, in all the Mediterranean, we have so severe forest fires. Why? Because the animals were actually eating here, and they were actually trampling with their feet the pine needles, so they were more or less enhancing the composition of the needles, and so there was a quick turnover of the soil and matter, so there was not enough biomass, fuel biomass, for the forest fires. By the time that sheep were not really grazing in this forest, this is the time that we have every year more and more intense forest fires. You can see here, people used to be all day inside this forest in the past. Why? Because they were also taking this resin. This is Pinus brutea, also in Pinus Halepens, and people were coming in and they were taking resin from the forest, from the trees. Actually, a very famous Greek wine, it's called retina. Retina comes from the word resin, retini, which is retin is resini. So the basic ingredient of this wine is the resin of the pine trees. So now they're using chemical substances. So less and less people are going in this forest. So the fuel biomass is accumulating, increasing the fire risk. You can see another picture that it's not from Greece, but it's also from another Mediterranean country. And they have used their pine trees combined with hogs.
No.
So it is a silvopastoral system. These are pine trees. Oak trees. So these are very also popular oak systems in the Mediterranean. So you have oak. It can be Valonia or any other type of oak tree. It is natural or artificial. And the understory is composed of a variety of grasses which depend really of where you are, the shrubs or other xerophyll species. And the livestock, sheep, goats, cattle, and hogs. The products of the system are, first of all, you have the acorns. Acorns of all the oaks are used to feed the animals. So you have the acorn production, you have the livestock production, and also you have the wood as firewood. So it is very productive system. So here is a picture from Spain. Here you can see a cork oak, and you can you see my picture well? I hope you do. So you can see it is shaved. They take the cork out of the tree every year. And you can see in the same time, they have bulls grazing, but they also have regeneration. They're using these plastic tubes to protect their regeneration. So as you can see, as I said before, you can easily have in the same time your woody component, your livestock component, and you have the regeneration with no problem at all. And it's a very productive system because here people take the cork out of the trees. They take the bulls and they have cows also, so they have the dairy products, but they also sell the bulls as the meat for their meat. So it's a very productive system. Here is another really totally a Mediterranean system, which is composed of orange trees. Of course, these are not natural, they're artificial plantations. They are an understory, can be any type of vegetables. You just name it. The only vegetables that they're not really fit to be planted with orange are potatoes, because there's a high risk of contaminating the orange trees with a disease. And the livestock could be chicken. So the story here is the following. People are usually changing the varieties of the orange trees. To do so, they're just cutting down the tree at this height here. And so they're using different type of variety. So the thing is, to do this and to change the variety, it takes 15 years. For the tree to be productive again. So in the meantime, the farmer does not lose his field of, I'm talking from a financial point of view, but he is using the field to grow any type of agricultural production. So you can see here also that he is taking advantage of that. So by the time that his trees will grow and will be ready to produce again oranges, he will just remove the vegetation, the vegetables or the agricultural crop. But in the meantime, he had income all this time, all these years. So here you can see a more dense, this is a fully grown trees, orange trees, that it's the previous one, it's a silvo-arable system. And here you have a silvopastoral system. You have the trees and you have the chicken grazing in between. So again, the production of the systems of the system is are the oranges and the eggs and the chicken meat. So you can see multiple products, multiple income for the farmer. Another very popular tree in the whole Mediterranean is olive trees. Olives, I think, is olive tree is interconnected with the history of the Mediterranean. They can be natural, as wild olives, or artificial plantations. The understory could be any type of grasses, shrubs, species, flowers, vegetables, and the livestock can be anything, you just name it. It's sheep, it could be sheep, it could be goat, cattle, hot chicken, anything. So the peculiarity of the system is the following. In some cases, in the cases that you want to use it as a silvo arable system, you got to have a wide distance between the trees. So in this case, and in many actually locations of Greece and Italy and Spain, you have a distance of 10 meters away from the trees. So 10 meters are more than sufficient and more than enough to grow any type of crop. The crop that you see in my picture, and I hope you can see it, is chickpeas. Chickpeas is an agricultural production that it's not really water demanding. It doesn't want any water. So during the summer, you don't need to water the system. It just grows by itself. So the production of the system is olives, olive oil, firewood after pruning the olives, and chickpeas. Multiple productions as usual. This is a picture from Spain. You see, it's a silver pastoral practice with olive. It's an olive system with olives and sheep grazing. The amazing about the system is that the farmer is not living there. He's living away from the farm. He just has a very good fence, as you can see in front of the picture. And he just has his sheep grazing free in his olive grove. And the production of the system is olives, olive oil, firewood after pruning the trees, and of course all the dairy products and meat products from the sheep. This is a picture from Italy. In Italy, they are using a lot of they have used the olives with asparagus. You can see here this plant. Goodness. I hope it's asparagus. There is no market in Greece for asparagus, but in Italy, there is a very high market demand for asparagus. So chicken do not touch the asparagus. They don't like it. It's thorny. But they do like all this other vegetation, the competing vegetation with asparagus. So more or less, the chicken are cleaning up the whole area. So you don't have to apply any fertilizers or any other chemicals because you have the chicken to do that for free. So the production of this system is olives, olive oil, chicken meat, eggs, and of course, asparagus. Here is another type of, it's a high dense olive plantation. It's another experiment from AgForward. And the people here, they're using the in-between space to grow flowers from to be sold actually. It's a narcissus flowers and other type of flowers. So based on the results from this experiment, there was no problem to grow flowers in between the olive trees. And this is a high, I repeat that, this is a high density. It's a modern high density olive grove. This is a more traditional one. Okay, let's go back to walnut trees. Walnut is also a mountainous, Mediterranean mountainous species. It's everywhere and it could be natural or artificial plantations. Mostly walnut trees, so it's very important to divide the natural from artificial plantations. In this picture here, I hope you can see it here, it's natural plantations, but they are now having many, many artificial plantations. I will show you pictures in a while. So depending on if it's natural or artificial, then it is combined with the vegetation or the livestock. If it's natural, the only thing that you can do really is to combine it with livestock for grazing. It's an artificial, which means that the trees are in rows, then you can also combine it with any type of agricultural production. It is amazing, but I have seen an agriculture in a walnut farm that had beans grown under the walnut. Of course, the beans were not the best production that you can have under walnuts, but there was still some production. In short, the farmer had the income from walnut and from the beans. So this is a picture from Spain. So this is the artificial that I was talking to you about. So this is, these are artificially planted walnut trees for wood, for high quality wood. And in between, you can see sheep grazing. Why are they grazing? Because the people that they own this farm, they had to pay a lot of money every year to apply many pesticides for the competing to the trees under story vegetation, the shrub vegetation. So instead of paying so much money, they prefer to introduce the sheep. So the sheep are doing more or less the job for free. They are cleaning up, as you can see, it's quite clear, all the understory vegetation. And in advance, they even give all the dairy products and the meat that they can have. So the farmer is very happy because he can have his trees growing well. His understory is clear of competing vegetation, and he gets an extra income from the sheep, dairy, and meat. Chestnut trees. Chestnuts are also in the Mediterranean mountains. It can be natural or for artificial plantations. Most of the artificial plantations are actually for the wood, for high quality wood. The understory, it's natural vegetation, and the livestock, when are natural trees, it's sheep, goats, cattle, hogs, or wildlife. Here is a picture actually from Switzerland, and but it could be also it could have been a picture from a Greek mountain with many chestnuts and sheep grazing underneath. And I have seen sheep eating the chestnut at an amazing speed. I wouldn't have believed it if I haven't seen it with my own eyes. They just devour the chestnuts. So poplar trees. Poplar trees are mostly used actually for wood production or for paper production. The understory, of course, it's natural vegetation. And in most of the cases, the extra use, it's with sheep. Here is a picture from Spain. It is really amazing. It's one of the farms that you have seen before, and you can see here in this cage how much understory would have been if it wasn't for the animals. You can see here how clear it is, the understory, and here how dense it would have been, which means many things. This means fire risk. This means nutrient loss. Which means many things. Another actually system is with apple trees. This is from England, but it could have been really a picture from my father's village, which is in the mountains, in the Mediterranean mountains. And so it is apple trees, and in between there are sheep grazing. This is a picture that they have found from the USDA Natural Agroforestry Service, and it's a depiction of an agroforestry system. You have here the trees in rows or in alleys, as we say. So this is an alley cropping system that you have the trees in rows, and in between animal grazing, but it could have been well cultivated for agricultural purposes. These are the trees in random locations. So this system is only for silvopastoral practices, because you cannot really cultivate anything in there, so only for use. Here, please pay attention and see that in most of the cases, the trees are used to fence, to define the property. And in either it's the old property or a small property. So this is more or less a picture of all the agroforestry practices. And here are some results that we have from the Ag Forward. And it's actually a classification, a description of the systems. Mm-hmm. So we have the high value. When we say high value tree systems, we mean systems that the tree is of high value. The high value could be for wood, for the price of the wood, but it could be for the production of anything, like apple, like pear, like chestnut, like, so any tree that has a value and not just an ecological value, it is a high value tree system. So you can see here that these are the results from throughout actually Europe. You can have the systems, the most popular systems in Europe. They are composed of apple for cider production. It's a beverage. We can have fraxinus, of course, olive. We can have pear as a tree component, pines, orange, walnuts, chestnuts. The crop component can be anything from grass, cereals, grapes. Grapes can also be the wood component of an agroforestry system. Vegetables, chickpea, asparagus, and mushrooms. The animal component, as I said already, it's sheep. These are a special breed of sheep that they say that do not damage the tree, because a lot of people complain that sheep damage the tree. So this breed, they claim that there's no damage to the tree. Anyway, it's for merino, for wood, also for wool production, cows and pig. And remember that when I told you about classification, so more or less we classify the system based on the component I have shown you before, and on the strata, how many strata you have in each system. So you have two at the same time. Let's say, for example, when I have it was the olive with the asparagus. It was the asparagus were planted right under the tree. So this is a two horizontal, but you can have in space, you can have, for example, olives that they're combined with chickpeas. They're not right under the tree, but next to the tree. So these are more or less vertical. How many strata? So in space arrangement, and you have in time, temporal means in time, we have coincident, like for example, when walnuts are grazed, and we have the also in the Mediterranean, we have the cases of transhumans. Transhumans means when animals were taken from a location to another location to graze, and this takes usually place during the winter or the summer. So livestock grazing can be at the same time or another time. And a very important thing is that we're trying to convince politicians of the advantages of agroforestry. Most of the politicians, actually, they do understand, and most of people, actually, I should say, they understand of how profitable is a system or not. And as you know, also in forestry, it's not easy to translate forest production with money. Because forest is not only about providing wood, it also provides many other goods. Let's say cleaning the air, cleaning the water and everything. So we have here made the list of the ecosystem services, which means what are the advantages of agroforestry systems in terms that anybody could understand. So agroforestry systems provide food, fuel good, crafts, and various artifacts. They do regulate, they provide regulating services that they are very valuable, like for example, the climate, the water quality, the cycling, the water flow, and also disease regulation and pest control. But also the agroforestry system provide numerous other cultural and supporting services, like so, for example, improved aesthetics, employment, education opportunity, and very important for me, it's the cultural heritage, because as I've said before, agroforestry systems are as old as human humanity. So this is a picture from Mediterranean mountain, which is where we are actually. And it's a totally silvopastoral practice. It's usually grazed in the summer. And this is a picture from the springtime. So thank you very much. And I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Yeah, thank you also.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Anastasia, for this very rich presentation. I suppose that people who were attending this lecture have some questions, remarks, information to deliver. I will not have the monopoly of the speech, I could speak a bit later. I would rather to leave the microphone to the floor to the partners who were attending this very rich and very nice presentation. Once again, thank you very much, Anastasia. Please do not hesitate. We have some more time for exchanges, question and answer from Anastasia or from other partners. Please do not hesitate. No one? No questions?
This is not a question. Thank you very much for a very good lecture.
Yeah.
This is not questions, but this is my opinion. Could you please allow me to share this opinion with all of you? At the beginning of your lecture, you said that there is some disagreement between what exactly is agroforestry system or practice. And you try to explain what is system and what is practice. That was very nice, but in my opinion, we must make everything to insist that agroforestry is a system for maintenance of the soil based on the combination of trees, crops, and animals for high effective production. And if I said to all, what are the systems in agriculture? Intensive land utilization, reduced crops practice, zero tillage, organic farming. These systems are based on the final effect. And I ask myself, if I try to persuade some farmer to plant one tree on the land or two or three trees in the land, that will be agroforest system or not? Not, of course. Agroforest system must combinate the interaction in the positive direction between all components of this system for optimal soil utilization and for high effective benefit for the future generations. Now, I think when you come to Bulgaria, we will discuss more and more about this topic because this is very important. On the last vision and video conference, I said to you, what were the problems when I contact with farmers and how to persuade them to consider that agroforestry must not be practiced, must be system, and this system must be based on very, very good planning and thank you.
Yeah, we will discuss this when we meet.
In Bulgaria.
Yeah.
I don't know if we will have enough time in Bulgaria, yeah. But we can spend some time in Greece. That could be very interesting.
You will see some of this, okay. Yes.
But I would complete things and asking and giving you some additional information about the types of systems and the types of agroforestry. Last week, I went in the Mediterranean areas to visit four farms. I spent almost a whole week in farming activities. And I visited four different farms with four different types of agroforestry, new types of agroforestry. One, and I have photos, and I will put the photos online and on the Moodle and on the KDB. But maybe for Anastasia or people who went in Montpellier, you've seen this as well. The first one is a new type of agroforestry merging two types of farming. I visited two farms which are wine producers with vineyards. And during 4 months of the year, between October and March, the beginning of March, they have sheepyards in the vineyard instead of using chemicals or mechanical system for cutting the grass. They are putting sheepyards and in the vineyards. And they are closing a part of the vineyards, part after part, for 2 days. One farm with 150 sheep, and another one was a quite large herd, 400 sheep, and they were grazing in the vineyards. And it's a new type of agroforestry in the west part of Montpellier. There is a wine producer with 80 cows, and during the winter, end of fall and the beginning of spring, the cows are in the vineyards as well, and they are replacing tractor and chemicals for the cutting of the grass in the vineyards. I've been in two farms, and this is a way, a new types of agroforestry, because the trees are the vineyards, the vine trees, and the livestock are the sheep and in another part, but less in with goats than the sheep, because it has been a demonstration of the control. It's quite efficient. It needs always to have a man or a lady, because one of the herd, the sheep herd, was managed by a lady. We spent two, three hours to discuss about managing a sheepyard in the vineyards. And she explained that they were there in case of the sheep were eating bad grass, and they have to pay attention to that and immediately have the adequate response to this type of situation. This is another part, new parts, another part of agroforestry. The trees are the vineyards. The trees are the vine trees.
The woody component, this is what I emphasize.
Yes, the woody component, is the, yeah. the vine trees. I visited two other farms in the north of Var department in France. It's not along the Riviera. Along the Riviera, I visited farms. It's quite particular. This farm is focused on agrotourism. They have a very large camping place under the pine trees. And for the last 3 years, they suppress the cutting the tree, the grass with mechanical systems, tools, but using a new type of animals. Never seen that before. They are using a group of donkeys. And those are giving two types of services. They are eating the grass, and they are producing services during the winter, the summer, for tourists. Okay, and they are developing a camping place with services for tourism. It's a new type of agrotourism. Okay, it's along the Riviera, but I've seen the same in the north of Var department. This this farm is very particular because they are in the middle of nowhere. This among in the middle of the forest, the copper, 45 years old. It's not new. It's young. It's not young. It's a couple who decided to leave the dangerous part of the Var area, which are is flood every year, and they are living in for the mountains, in the middle of the forest, and they are developing new type of agroforestry. They have traditional production, agroforestry productions, okay, but they are moving from wheat to all types of wheat, and they are moving from trees which are quite old, from the greenhouses, to new type of production of trees, putting the fruit in the soils, and after 2 years, they are trying to select the new trees. And they have olive oils, fruit trees, and in the part of the forest, they have other type of animals. I discovered that these animals are horses, and they are living alone. This is a herd of horses. They are used part of the year in the vineyards or in the new farms, replacing the tractors, replacing the piece of equipment they are using in the farm. Even they have the very high quality, very new type of harvesters. They got one harvester, but a small harvester, 1 meter large harvester for wheat, because in the forest it's quite difficult. And it's from China, and German producers of equipment provided in 1 year ago this new type of harvester, mechanical harvester. But now they are using more and more often, they are using the horses to harvest with the traditional way of harvesting. And the last farm I'm visiting is very impressive. It's a wine producer, well-known wine producer, who move from the chemical and pesticide usage in 25 hectares of vineyards to organic farming. Okay, they replace a part of the vineyards by line of trees. I took photos. They replace a part of the vineyards by biodiversity places with trees, shrubs, places for insects. They are replacing in a small piece of land to begin the evaluation. They are replacing one line of vines, trees, by vegetables, and they are associating producers of vegetable, organic farming, organic production in the vineyards. And they are exploring new ways of agroforestry, and they are giving some rules, because they began to develop this 5 years ago, and they are welcoming people, farmers, who are attracted by this type of production for training sessions. And they are delivering vine wine everywhere in Europe because they are known and they are producing very good wines and based on organic farming. These are four new types of agroforestry. Okay. Fortunately for us, you know, agroforestry is at this time largely supported by the Ministry of Agriculture and by the President of France, who visited an agroforestry farm 2 weeks ago. We expect to continue on the same way, but we don't know now who will be the next step of the agroforestry in France. We had a National Day of Agroforestry 2-3 weeks ago, and we will have another one in May devoted to training and teaching about agroforestry managed by the Ministry of Agriculture, Department of Education and Training. That are the new types of practices based on agroforestry systems, existing agroforestry systems.
Exactly. Okay.
Just to give you to complete your very nice presentation, thank you very much for this very rich presentation. I will make some suggestion for to split part of this in order to allow to the teachers and trainers to use it in their national activities, local activities. And we will propose some things with Miklos probably for the video as well to make this probably more easily usable by the partners, if you agree with. Once again, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. No other issues, discussion, question and answer?
Okay.
Thank you to Anastasia for this nice presentation.
Yes. Sure. I will be in touch with you, partners, by mails or by phone to complete the intermediate report and to prepare the meeting in Bulgaria. Thank you for Stepka and her colleagues too for the preparation of this meeting in Bulgaria. And we will have to discuss with Miklos about the video systems because three of the partners will not be in Bulgaria and they have to be connected to the meeting by video conference, by Skype or by video if it's possible. Okay, I'll be with you, Miklos, maybe today or tomorrow by mail and then by phone to see what it could be possible to do.
Okay, tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow?
About at 10.
Tomorrow? At 10, I don't know. Tomorrow is Friday?
No, Thursday.
Thursday, because Friday we have a meeting organized, I have to send the message, organized by the Italian partners related to EO30.
Please send an email and I am ready to discuss in any time tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much for to support our work and the usage of your national infrastructure. Thank you very much, Miklos. And once again, thank you to Anastasia for the presentation. And thank you for Stefka for the preparing of the Bulgarian meeting. Okay. If there is no other things, we can close the presentation. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
See you in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Right. See you in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, have you seen I've been with two computers for? Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your call will be disconnected.